The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, the 5th of September, 2018. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Monday, 7 days a week. Great, great customer service there. And they do so much for our community. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Gosh, it's like 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock.
Was it the Roadrunner and Coyote that would come around corner? I mean, do they run those commercials anymore, Roadrunner and Roadrunner?
Sure,
oh, they probably are politically incorrect. Oh, speaking of, okay, we're going to go into the, I would like to talk about this morning. But first of all, I'm going to give you the weather. 64 degrees in the downtown studios. Good morning, this is Linda Bott. We're happy to be here. As I look at the forecast of the week, a hazy sky. There will be areas of smoke, but sunny and hot today with our highs of 96 and our lows of 63. Thursday calls for a high of 95 with our lows of 64. Friday will be 99 with the low of 65. That should be nice. And Saturday, a high of 95 and low of 62, and Sunday, high of 95. So many of you know that there was a text to Facebook that went out, and I'm performing. I haven't actually performed since Mother's Day, and I'm just sharing this with because I've had a lot of people asking. Facebook went out that I'm performing at Riverview Country Club, which is members only, but if you go with somebody or have somebody that you can sit at their table, I know that that's the way we've been doing it. Anyway, because we're getting ready to, you know, it is taking increments for us to go FM, but it's there. It's the stations there. We know that we've got the go ahead. It's just all the little increments. So we're going to come in probably soft on that, and we're looking forward to that. So my energy has been not really musically driven, but been into family coming, and of course these fires put us all into like a haze of what happened in the last month. Let me literally. I don't mean tongue in cheek. I mean we've all been like hazy with where am I, what day of the week is it, and where, I don't know what I'm doing. Am I alone on that, Bob?
No, the car fire stole our summer.
Yeah, I was just saying, what summer? I mean, okay, this sounds so trivial, and I don't mean this because I'm backing up, but I'm saying, you know, I bought new padding, you know, pads and things to put in the backyard, and to enjoy, you know, got the shade sales, the whole thing. And I, you know, they were out once, put them out the Wednesday before the Thursday of the fire.
Yeah, and it took away so much from so many. But I think just as a whole community, we will recover, but it punched us pretty hard.
Yeah, punched us hard.
It's going to take time. And that's one thing we've learned is nothing's going to happen overnight.
Can I talk about this because it's really bugging me? You know, Brett Kavanaugh's the protests that are going on, and a city council with the community around us, the city council actually had to cancel their meeting and they canceled their meeting because they couldn't get through with the protesters.
Wait a minute, the city council.
The city council. I'm talking two different things about protesters out of hand.
Which city council?
It wasn't here.
Okay.
I'm saying it in another community.
Okay.
Was the protesters were so outrageous because it was a sit and lie. They were revisiting a sit and lie ordinance.
Ordinance. Okay.
And the protesters, they couldn't even talk. They couldn't get through it. So yesterday, they literally, with Brett Kavanaugh, had to cancel and reschedule for today because the protesters, I'm not sure if it was 80 were arrested, how many people were arrested. So I'm asking you, yes, we have these rights to be able to speak our minds, but shouldn't there be like an order of respect?
No, this is orchestrated. You're missing the point. This whole thing, the delay is orchestrated.
Okay.
It was orchestrated over the weekend by the top Dems who had a phone call. And the half the seats in the Kavanaugh hearing room were taken up by protesters. And after they had arrested and moved all of them out, or the ones they did arrest and others they just moved out, half the seats were empty. But they had gotten together, and the first thing that happens is Kamala Harris from our state says, we want this put off. We want these hearings delayed until we can read these, which, of course, was kicked away. Democrats talked about leaving, or just getting up en masse and walking out, which the Republicans would have loved. Fine, do that. We'll just continue on without you, and it makes you look like a bunch of reluctant children, which they are in things like this. The Kavanaugh hearings are going to happen. They're going to happen this week, and he'll probably be
confirmed
because of the Democrats. The Democrats a few years ago pulled the nuclear option, where they said it just has to be 50 plus one. Well, guess what? That's worked against them now. And so that this is reaping what they sowed on this. They didn't like it, but they changed that because they wanted to get their own person into the Supreme Court years ago. I think the last one.
Was that Sotomayor?
No, before her.
After her.
Harkin, something like that.
Yeah,
but anyway, so then the last one went on, and now this one. This guy Gorsuch went on last time with that, and now Kavanaugh is going to go on because he's it doesn't make any difference if it's Trump or anybody. This guy is well qualified to be on the Supreme Court. But what you're saying, honey,
unruly
is just exactly
conduct.
Just unruly, and this is
it's becoming the norm.
Well, it is.
It's becoming the norm to spit in the face of any kind of law or rule or just good conduct. Established order. Just good, what you call, good sportsmanship, good conduct. Well, manners. Manners. What happened to manners?
The veneer of civilization peels back.
Well, you're being rewarded for your off the chart actions. You're being rewarded for this stuff, like Colin Kaepernick. He's the face of Nike.
3%.
The face of Nike, and as a hero. And you look at all the other heroes that are out there that, did not take a knee because he's already benched. He was going to play in the season, so he did this. And I probably got, he wanted to get traded or something, which he couldn't because nobody, frankly, liked his actions or maybe even the way he played. So, and so now there's a lawsuit. Oh, they colluded against keeping Colin Kaepernick in the NFL. Maybe it was because he lost 25 pounds and couldn't throw the ball anymore or just wasn't good enough to lead a team. But now he's the face of Nike. Well, let Nike reap that one.
Nike stock dropped 3% yesterday.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's the type of thing that because you don't agree with somebody, let's just boycott them and let's just and that's it. If I bought Nike, I'd continue to buy Nike if I'd ever bought Nike, which I didn't. Because of this, but I'd have to think about it, but Colin Kaepernick has a right to do that. But he also has the right to reap what he has sowed. And I'll say that again, is that if you want to kneel during the national anthem and you get released from the team eventually and you can't get a job, well, guess what? That was your choice. And you know what? God bless you for having your choice in this country that allows you to do that. Other things that people do, and like Nike wants to have it on. Okay, so their stock tanks. Well, that's Nike's perfect. That's your right. I'm not going to boycott Nike. I'm not going to call for a boycott of the NFL or these. I'm not going to call for a boycott of In-N-Out Burgers like the Democrats did. Which was a huge, and Chick-fil-A, which is another huge disaster for them because it was they were trying to boycott a business that had beliefs, and because I don't believe in you, I'm going to boycott you.
I was going to say, normally I would not cross town for a In-N-Out Burger. I'm going to do it just to say, oh, yeah?
Well, on that Friday, as I told people, we were heading in the opposite direction. We swung back through and had our In-N-Out burger before we went to Sacramento.
Well, there's an article out.
The hell with the Democrats that want to boycott a business that's been in this state for 70 years, hires thousands of people, pays good wages, and you know, and serves good food.
Never tell me to boycott a place because you don't like them.
No.
Well, the slogan is believe in something even if it means sacrificing everything. What they're saying in this particular article is that the move has sparked calls for boycott and images on social media of angry customers setting their Nike gear on fire in protest. But at a time when the teens who make up Generation Z are focusing their spending power on companies willing to take risks, Nike may have far more to gain than lose by entering the fray, some retail watchers believe. Some say, I think it's a brilliant move. He's the CEO of the marketing firm, The Shipyard. We all know that Nike campaign Just Do It is one of the most consistent and amazing long-term campaigns. But the truth is it has become stale for this new generation. People today have an interest in authenticity, and I think long-term it will pay off, and I think it already has. We're all talking about it.
Yeah.
So okay. There's one thing I have to say about the controversial part of it, you know, and he's coming out with a new clothing line. And although we think it's, you know, Okay, so with all the controversy, we talked about the fires and we talked about, you know, so many things that are happening with our world. The one thing that's consistent for us, and this is why we talk about it every day at this time, is our Sleep Number bed. Because it's a time to restore, get up the next day and feel like we are going to, you know, face on what we have to, and that's with a good night's sleep. So, and we love the fact that we have dual temp controls and dual air. And so I can fluctuate. So last night I had mine at 40. I had a great night's sleep, woke up ready to hit the ball running.
Yeah, my Sleep Number setting is 60. And you know what? The new Sleep Number 360 bed has been designed to help you achieve a much better sleep. If you can believe it or not, we already feel that we are getting a great night's sleep. So when we start talking about the Sleep Number 360, what that means is as you move through the night, and we all do that, it adjusts to you. It adjusts to, you know, how you lay at night in the bed. And it's either side. So whether, you know, whatever Linda's doing when she moves around, which, you know, I don't know if you move. After
I go to sleep, jacks, I'm doing backbends, yeah. Somersaults. Anyway. What do you think I'm doing over there? I'm sleeping.
You're sleeping.
And you're sleeping so well you didn't even know I'm sleeping.
I know. That's the problem. You know, when I go to sleep, I go to sleep. And however, I wake up very quickly, too, as I hear that one click on the floor, and I know that Elk Killer is up for a reason. But this way, you can, you know what, how much is a good night's sleep worth, really? How much is it worth? And right now, they've got the biggest sale of the year, where a new Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed is now only $899. Come on, you need to go down to the Sleep Number store. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. It's down in the Target Shopping Center. Head on down there. Lay on one of those beds. They'll show you how it works.
We have a caller, and we're going to get to you right after these breaks. James wants to talk about Kaepernick, and I don't blame you. Please hang in there. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
Received news that chlorina and sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, chlorina and sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They
this is you guys in your first truck race, remember that?
No, I will. Don't even get me going. I still, I have PTSD over that.
The last truck race?
Yeah.
The last truck
the
race.
The only time
you know,
ever.
That could have been a reality show. That whole thing could have been a reality show.
This
portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heated and Air. Get them out there, clean those filters out, make sure your heaters are ready, that it's not going to be puffing totally black soot into your lungs when you get ready to turn them on in a couple months. Alliance Heated and Air, voted best in the North State, a veteran-owned business. This is who cleans all of our HVAC stuff. 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Okay, let's go to the phones. James, good morning. You have some comments about Mr. Kaepernick?
Yes, I do. Well, I was setting up here. I've been debating on the situation for a long time now. I'm an African-American man, but I don't really look at color. My whole thing is, what if it was a different race and this was going on?
Uh-huh.
How would people address the situation? Because I know his situation, what he went through, and his whole thing was he got basically convicted. They were saying he was using enhancement drugs. So his fight was, well, why you cut my paycheck today? And if the police was to shoot someone, you wasn't going to cut their paycheck. This is what it all stemmed from. And then now we're in this big controversy over...
Well, James, are you saying is that because, and I didn't know this, I didn't know that he had been caught for using enhancement drugs.
Yes.
Kaepernick had?
That's what it all started on.
Okay. And so the fact that if he had been, you're saying if a policeman had shot somebody, they're not going to take his pay, but did they cut his pay or was he just benched?
Yeah.
I thought he was just benched.
He ended up getting benched because he went to griping about it behind closed doors on, it's not fair for you guys just to cut my pay and I'm not found guilty of it. Like he said, I didn't pick this trainer. You guys appointed this trainer to me. He mailed me the pills. I took them. on schedule, and then you guys kind of accused me of something.
I said, I didn't know that, James. I did not know that about the part about that. I knew that when he came back after the summer that he had lost a lot of weight. And he, you know, he got married. Most of the time when you get married, you gain weight, but he lost weight. And that
extremely amount of weight.
Yeah, and that he just didn't have the arm, and he started like four games, didn't he? Four or five games before they took him out, and the 49ers weren't winning.
Yeah,
do you think it was an economic thing or a fact they were trying to get the team back on a winning thing? On a winning schedule?
I see, you know, they pulled everybody away from him. He didn't have no one to throw to.
Well, you know what?
They was going through a hardship, basically what I've seen. It was the owners upstairs, and this thing had gone on since Steve Mariucci.
Well, you know, and here, James, we thoroughly agreed that he lost his coach, the one that brought him along and made him a starter. They lost, after they gotten into the Super Bowl, they lost many of their offensive linemen and some things. Yeah. You're right. You know what? The team had been traded away from him. So,
and you're expecting him to do a lot of things that, you know, hey, all he could do is try to run now. But once the enhancement drugs was took out and they want to cut his pay, and that's where everything started from.
Interesting.
And he was trying to get justification on, okay, well, you're accusing me of something, you're finding me guilty, I'm going to cut my pay off that. But if 911 or someone go out and shoot someone, they receive their pay until they found guilty.
So here's a question I have for you, James. You know, thank you for,
we really appreciate you calling
in and giving, enlightening us on that, the background of that. But do you think, as we watch the NFL and we watch the game, that is a place for some? I understand he may be upset. Would it be like, okay, if you go to, I always equate everything to like a, you know, when you go to work and you have, you know, like a show that you have to do and you're paid. Do you think that that's the place to be able to take a knee and just like, upset the morale or the whole fun and the excitement of a pro game?
I'm thinking about it, and I remember in elementary school kids that didn't want to do the Pledge Allegiance to the flag. They stood outside the classroom. So I understood that as a young person. I didn't, you know, why they don't have to do the Pledge Allegiance, and we all have to. So now it's back to him as, hey, I'm not kneeling for the flag. I have a right. And that's what everyone said. You know, you come to America, you have a right.
He absolutely has the right. No, there's,
he took the knee as in part of saying F the flag or whatever, which everybody thought that's what it was about. And then he came out and wore the pig socks. If you've seen him, he had them on in one of the games. Like he said, if you read his website, I try to put it out there to where I wasn't trying to disrespect the flag. I was more upset with the police. And then his lawyer advised him not to say anything about what was going on. That's why the lawsuit is still going on. Just like if you was watching the news last night, Donald Trump said about Nike. Nike has that right. He couldn't come out and say it, but in so many words he said it. Nike has the right to put him as a fake person.
Well, right. Just like we said, you know, and the whole thing is like when Colin Kaepernick took the knee, he also took the responsibility of what was going to happen after that, just like Nike is. Just like when we say something or you say something, we take that responsibility. We all have the right to say it, but we've got to be able to take that responsibility. And
that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
He wasn't worried about getting cut or anything like that, but now for the whole NFL turning their back on him because it became a whole big movement, I totally feel it's wrong.
That is what, wrong, did you say?
Yeah, because he didn't, I don't believe he felt that many people was going to get behind him and start doing it, but a lot of people followed once they figured out what was going on. Just like the other day when a young man got shot and killed over there by Domino's Pizza, I thought about it, and I want to call you guys, and I want to go have breakfast with the CHP the other morning at the coffee shop at Starbucks and just voice my opinion, because I feel that it's too much killing going on with the police department. As far as we pay our taxes, they go to shooting ranges every day. It's five of you guys over there with a man wanting a knife. I don't feel he needs to be shot that many times. Or shot, period. We have tasers, you have bean bags, you have all type of stuff. It's five of you guys. You guys could have got his attention some other type of way than shooting and killing that young man. You already said that he was crazy. We already knew that. You got called in saying it's a crazy man on the side of the road. And to me, I feel the police is taking a force a little too far.
Well, James, you know, the fact is that there were five policemen there, and he had a knife, and he advanced toward them. I don't know what types of assets they had or their mindset like this. I've seen other instances where, you know, police have been taken down by, you know, people assaulting them, and other instances where the police shot people as they were walking away from them. I would hope, though, is that the investigation is a fair investigation and that they bring all this stuff up. And they, you know, yeah. And the second part is that for a long time we've been talking about, and I don't know why it hasn't happened yet. I know they're trying to begin it where they're bringing a mental professional with them, a mental health professional. On the scene that will try to de-escalate everything. And I know they're going to start that. And I think that could probably help in a lot of cases.
Well, see, yeah, and my whole thing is, see, I'd have been incarcerated, and I see what the forces, what they have inside of prisons,
mm-hmm.
and the forces, what we have on the street. And it's like it's nowhere in the world. Five of you guys are standing right there. You all have batons. He has a little pocket knife, one in a place. It's not like he had a machete or something. He's one in a pocket knife. You guys are already called out. And I believe, you know, personally, I feel he could have been tased or anything different. It's five of you guys there. There's no reason why that guy should have got shot. And that same thing with basically Kaepernick is saying, you know, it's too much excessive force. I understand some people need to be shot, but not everyone needs to be shot. And this is just like an ongoing thing every day. And my whole thing now, what if the shoe was on the other foot? What if it was a whole bunch of young African men as police running around shooting white guys? How would the shoe be, and how would people feel?
Well, I'm not sure that one, James, is if because police are police, and a lot of times African American policemen shoot African Americans.
I totally understand it. I have three aunts that's police, and I have an uncle. That's correctional officer.
I understand what you're saying is if you had people, but I get it. You know, if you had African American policemen shooting white people, would white people start going, "Hey, wait a minute"? You know,
how could we stop it? That's my whole thing.
Well, but I think
on the other foot, and let's see how can we all come together and just make this stop somehow.
I agree 100%. We ought to be that shooting should be always the last resort. And what can we do to de-escalate a situation? And the chief of police is going to be on here in like 30 minutes, and we'll talk to him about that.
We appreciate you calling in.
James, we really do. I'm glad you listened, and I'm glad you called in.
Your thoughts and your opinions and your voices of what you have to say is always, we always want to hear it and valued here on KCNR. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Thanks, James. And don't let this be the last time.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Hey, yeah, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. After all the fires and everything, head on down to Cornerstone Community Bank. Go to their newest branch at 1845 California Street. See how Cornerstone Bank is moving local dreams forward. We'll be right back with Cascade Theater.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill
Good morning. I was listening to music.
Can you guys go, like, toss a coin?
I know. Well, because Carl, you know, the days that I'm not here, he's running the show. But good morning, everybody. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. How you doing over there, Carl?
I'm great. I know I am. I'm just waiting, because when you start, you have to keep going.
Okay. Well, I'm throwing it to you now.
Okay. Hey, good morning, everybody. 23 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 5th of September. 64 degrees going up to 96 today. Under 100, and AQI is around 140. Now, it's Purple Haze website that you can go on to. Or Purple Air.
If you
purple
go to, if you Google haze. In... Yeah. Shasta Quality Air Quality Management District, and go to their site. At the end of the first paragraph is a link to this. Purple Air.
Purple Air. That's what I meant. Purple Air. And what it does, it gives you the air quality index from all these places around town, and it changes every 80 seconds, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a number of sensors around town. Because of the drop down from the from HERS fire right now, almost 180 up in Central Valley, downtown around 140 right now.
Okay, and the HERS fire, of course, is up to 46,000 acres, 70% contained. But last night we had the Shasta Lake fire. It had a home and 20 acres went up in flames. They had closed down a couple of the roads. Of course, all those were open a little while later. But again, the fires, the car fire is 100% contained, but we're still going to have smoke and damage to our lungs like this for probably another month or until the rains start.
Right, there'll be holdovers and hot spots.
Yeah, until everything's down, lingering. And then the wind will shift it out of here. Hey, we're here with Elizabeth Sosa Bailey from the Cascade Theater.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
I've been at the Cascade Theater for a month, and it's my second time to be here.
Yay.
Yay.
Well, it's really important because, you know, we love to support the Cascade Theater and have been involved since the model or the revitalization, if you will, of the Cascade and the people laying the gold leaf and restoration and the whole thing. So, and did a lot of fundraising with that because we really believe in, well, I think it was really important to bring it back to its originality and find, you know, those beautiful murals. They're so wonderful. And so aren't you happy to feel be in such a beautiful environment?
I love being in such a beautiful theater. And so part of coming on during one of these difficult times, one of the most challenging and trying times that the Reading community has had, is we represent the arts, right? Mm. That little escape, that return to normalcy in your life of getting to see a show. And so we hope that we can bring that to folks.
Well, you had last Friday was a huge success.
Yes, we had a car fire benefit that was organized largely by Janice from Vintage and Janelle at Bridge House.
Love the, right. their duo, it, how it they all, came together.
It all started out as just like one artist, and then it grew and it grew and it grew, and then you all took it on.
It was going to be a house concert, yeah. and then it was going to go across the street to Old City Hall,
right.
and then it outgrew that, and so...
How many people were there?
Let's see.
I just, ballpark.
400.
Okay. Fabulous.
Right.
We had Dan
That's
on
cool.
from Vintage a couple days ago talking about, his remodel and what he's going to do and love that whole idea of community coming together and artists coming from as far as, Ireland and Scotland and different places and donating, just saying,
yeah.
we want to be here for this. Well, let's shift gears a little bit and let's talk about some upcoming shows because we highlighted that benefit, but we've got some things that we want to highlight now that are going to be great ideas for people in the fall and as we come in the air starts the quality of air and mm-hmm. what we're doing for people who, and this is actually a thought that people, usually buy stuff for people. A really good thing to buy for people are tickets where they can go out. They're renting, they're staying someplace, they're not thinking about the stuff. They're projecting into homes, or some people just are kind of at a loss. So entertainment is the best thing to heal your heart.
I love that. Yeah, getting out and
supporting the arts, but more than that, healing your heart, sharing a memory. The memories that you create with your friends and your loved ones are like, those are the treasures.
And being with your community.
Yeah,
getting to see all these folks and talking, how did you do during the fire?
Right, right. And there's a lot of that conversation that's going on every day, and it still will continue to go on as we rebuild. And so let's talk about a couple things that are coming up. One of which, and da-da-da-da, I love the fact that the magician Matt Franco, let's talk a little bit about him. He's going to be at the Cascade on September 9th. That's just right around the corner. Oh, my goodness. And he was so cute on America's Got Talent, won the whole thing.
The only magician to ever win America's Got Talent. And guess what? I have two pairs of tickets to give away to our listeners this morning.
So let's give the first pair away. And let's do a little questionnaire and see. Okay, you can go to see Matt Franco on Sunday. If you call us 605-4567 and tell us which season that he won. Which season of Matt Franco. These are like good tickets, you guys. You get to go see a quality show. And we're going to give away those two tickets if you can call us right now with that. I know you can look it up on your phone. Which season did he win? 605-4567.
Which season? Well, I can't tell about seasons because a season, it used to be like once a year they'd have a season. Right. Now they have like two times a year there's a season. So it's like double, like Dancing with the Stars. It's our 40th season. Well, really? Come on, the 25th season? This has been going on 25 years. They don't do that. They just do it like every 6 months they'll have another one, or 7 months they have another one. Oh, it's our 46th season. Yet nobody changes. They're all the same age.
Well, when you get to see a really, his sleight of hands, he's...
Anyway, this magician is great.
Okay,
is
right
super.
There. It's right there on the Facebook. Okay, you pull up his name. It's right there. Okay, it's in between 7 and 10. So anyway,
give us a
call.
Clues.
Give us a call. You want two tickets for the Sunday, and call us and tell us where, how many, which season he won, and you've got two great tickets to this magician,
Matt Franco. Won $1 million prize. I mean, imagine how many people are in America's Got Talent, and he won. That's it. Season nine.
So
get your name. You get the first pair, and we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more things with Cascade, with our special guest, a newcomer to Reading, and
Elizabeth Sosa Bailey.
Yeah.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is offering to fire victims. Bring your jewelry in that's been damaged or needs cleaning or minor repair, and they're going to help you out for free. Four Winds Jewelry, this is the kind of people they are. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, one of the only full-service jewelry stores in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back with Elizabeth Sosa Bailey and Cascade Theater and giving away more tickets.
What is summer without a summer concert series? Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music on select Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts. Don't miss these amazing performances. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center this summer. See the next best thing to your favorite artists in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our summer concert tribute series, visit WinRiver.com or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. If all you need is an in-cabin air filter change, come on in. No appointment necessary. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
This is Andy Main bringing you a news update from high-speed internet provider ShastaBeam.com. We've had a great response from the community regarding the recent car fire from residents who were evacuated or had their homes burned. We're happy to report that all of our towers providing high-speed internet services are in operation, and we're installing new equipment on those towers that suffered fire damage. We continue to send our condolences to those who suffered losses, and we are still offering expedited installation services to those who need high-speed internet and phone services installed at their addresses. Call us today at 605-2203 or Google ShastaBeam.com on your smartphone to pre-qualify your address or to inquire about our services. ShastaBeam has been providing high-speed wireless services to the North State since 2004. We provide services to all areas that have slow internet. Call ShastaBeam today at 605-2203 or visit ShastaBeam.com to pre-qualify your address and order online today. This is Andy Main wishing you fast, reliable internet from ShastaBeam.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, the child of the relationship, is going to get spanked here in a minute. She's dancing.
Damn, and we don't have video yet?
Oh, man, I tell you what.
I like that song.
Doing the chicken dance, bye bye.
Yeah, your chicken man song. I was doing the floss the other day. It was scary. And unfortunately, Ashley did get part of it on video, but I threatened her life. And so I watched her. I made her dump it while I was watching it right there. She made her delete it. Home Helpers is bringing us this portion of the show. Home Helpers, where whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day to help those in need, your family, your loved ones. Sharon Clark, can come over at your house, give you a free consultation, tell you how they can help and why it's going to be great for your loved one. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or call Home Helpers at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. We're here with Elizabeth Sosa Bailey from Cascade Theater. She's been here all of a month and been here twice. So it must have been the right time because Michelle was trying to get out of the fire here and having to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning and come in here. That's what happened.
She was evacuated, but her home was fine. Good. And I was commuting from Chico, but now I'm a Reading resident.
That's so cute. And your boyfriend lived in Reading and went to Chico to be with you, and now you're back in Reading. So we love the story. We love this. Good love.
By the way, I just hit Facebook with a link to the car fire recovery info, but it's got all the maps on there and aerial views. And the first aerial view I picked up was of our friends, the Berhugs area down there in Lake Reading. So, you know, if this is just a way for people to take a look at the damage of this car fire.
So okay. We have another set of tickets. I want to read a little about the magician, Matt Franco, who's September 9th, this Sunday. Bob, who won those tickets?
Oh, I handed a
George. George Carlson.
Okay, George, congratulations. And you will be going to Will Call that night to pick up your tickets. We have another set. And I want to read a little bit about Matt Franco. As the only magician ever to win NBC's America's Got Talent, Matt Franco takes an innovative approach to magic making that's driven by pure joy, almost entirely self-taught. He's 30 now because he turned 30 May 10th, my mother's birthday. The Rhode Island native began developing his own shows before the age of 10 and took the stage at the Riviera Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. By the time he was 15, with an improvised-fueled and humor-laced performance, Franco Shows offers both boundless fun and stunning sense of wonder. So, Matt Franco, we have another set of tickets. Should we just give them away and just say, yes, we want to get on?
Yeah.
So we have two more tickets. Give us a call, 605-45-67. We're so excited that our guest here, Elizabeth Sosa Bailey, who is now head of PR,
so who else is going to be at the
So give us a call, 605-45-67. You can get tickets for Sunday night.
All right. We've got Boss Skaggs on September 18th. He's coming back. He was here a couple years ago, and I understand that was a sold-out show, so we still have tickets right now, so we hope to do the same.
That would be a great date night.
We've got the Kingston Trio on September 29th. And Graham Nash on October 3rd of Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Now, that should be
great. If the phone is still ringing, we have a winner. We're filling it out right now. Thank you.
We've got a couple of shows that aren't on our regular season that I wanted to mention. One, we were talking about the history earlier. So the Shasta Historical Society produced a documentary. And it's called Curtain Up, The Life and Rebirth of the Cascade Theater. We're going to show it for free at 7 p.m. on Saturday, September 22nd. Totally free, totally fun. It's only about an hour long, and it's at the tails of the Viva Downtown Beer Festival. So you could go have some beers and enjoy a free documentary. So then you get to have fun and learn something about your city. And then I haven't sent the press release out, still working out the details, but I can announce that the Cascade Theater is doing their own car fire benefit, which will feature Chris Christopherson,
who
called us up after the fire to offer his services to perform for us and Reading. No artist fee. Anything that gets raised would go to victims of the car fire.
That's amazing. And Scott Joss, who's a local guy, was just on tour with him, so I'm sure there's a love there. He has performed. We've seen him before. He's wonderful. He's a legend.
Yeah.
He's been in Reading a few times, and he's just great. So what's the question? I'm sorry. You're trying to.
No, I
you
have
always
no
act
question.
Like you're exhausted, like I'm taking much time.
No, it wasn't.
I have great questions, by the way.
No, that wasn't. That had nothing to do with. See, this is where we get into your into this feeling of your ego here. That had nothing to do with you. It was about something I was commenting on about something else, totally out of that. Okay,
but thanks for saying I have an ego.
No, well, you do. I mean,
I don't know if there's room for both of us in this room. Radio
behind the scenes peek at the operations of Free Fire Radio.
We all have egos. I mean, you've got an ego. I've got an ego. Bob, God knows, has an ego. And Elizabeth, it's a proven fact that we all have egos and ids and all those kind of things. But moving right along, what I was trying to get at was we have a winner. For the
Michelle.
Michelle,
you will be at the your name will be at will call. So really good, you guys are going to win us that thing with Chris Christopherson, your fundraiser for the car fundraiser.
Great question. It's going to be October 27th.
That's great.
One of Merle Haggard's sons, Ben, will be there as well.
Okay, so we're going to have part of the Haggard family. We're going to have Chris Christopherson, whom we did see last time, that put on a memorable show.
Uh-huh. So late October, let the ashes settle a little.
What?
I don't know.
Is it us?
Yeah.
Is it us?
Yeah.
She's
like,
looking at each other.
Well, no. Okay, so Boss Gags. I was trying to say that I had been to the Boss Gags show, and it was really, and you didn't go that night with me.
No.
And I think that's probably why we're rolling our eyes at each other, because you know, you were like, what songs did Boss Gags do? Okay, let's just talk a little Low Down, Lido Shuffle. He's gone on and on, hit after hit after hit, and he is... he's so elegant.
I've seen him live before in Houston, where I'm from.
Yeah, isn't he just the best?
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot.
No, because Carl's like, I don't know. I was like, God, it's Boss Gags. And then afterwards, we're driving around in the car, and I go, that's Boss Gags. That's Boss Gags. You know, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't somehow put it next to. Okay, so then you have the Manhattan Short Film Festival after that.
I love short films and cinema, so that's going to be a fun event. That's September 28th at 7:30. Oh, and then, let's see. Yes, the historical documentary on September 22nd, the night before, is Pride Week. They're having a film called Love, Simon as well. So we have a lot going on. If you don't follow us on Facebook, Cascade Theater, we're on Twitter, Instagram, and we have an email list, because we add stuff all the time. So it really pays off actually to be a member.
Segway. Member. Well, we were talking about that at the break, right? We were talking about Elizabeth and we were discussing that, you know, we're kind of at a loss. Like I said, how about getting a membership? The fall's coming up, Christmas is coming up. Get a membership, because when you have a membership, you get first dibs for
That's
tickets,
right.
first right for tickets that come out before mm-hmm. they go to the public. And what are some of the other benefits?
You can trade tickets. If you're not a member, you would have to, and you can't make a show, you might have to sell your tickets on your own, and that could be hard to do. So if you're a member, you can just trade it out for another show.
Wonderful. Valuable. That's valuable right there.
Absolutely.
Hassle-free.
And, yeah, just getting to know what's coming up before anybody else and being apprised of what's going on. And it helps. We are a nonprofit. So I know that you, of all people, Linda, helping us with fundraising, because it took so much to get started in the first place, you can appreciate and be our champion for.
I love it.
Knowing that we don't have some corporate.
No, it's all funded and
by people. You.
And so we know that too, because we're locally owned. I mean, Carl and I own the station and going to FM. And so the thing is that it costs money to turn the lights on and run. So it's not just, you know, we have to support the Cascade if we want to have these beautiful arts and artists come through. And, you know, Three Dog Night's coming up. I'm very excited, Bob. That's some of the best music. That is so my era.
A caller or one of our listeners popped into the chat room. Mm-hmm. Are you guys planning another poster auction?
You know, we've been getting questions about that a lot. in the month that I've been here. So who knows? Perhaps.
Nothing set, but
nothing's
it's
set.
Being thought
Stay
about.
Tuned.
Okay.
Well,
right,
the first
right.
one did pretty well. The second one, I think, the question was, if it's successful, it continues. So it has to be, you know, again, people coming together, opening up, and we'll talk about that. But anyway, congratulations to the Matt Frankel winner. So happy to have you on, Elizabeth. And
thank
we got to run.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Cascade, everything Cascade. Become a member. We'll be right back with the Chief of Police, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
All.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh, this day two of his Senate confirmation hearing, doing his best to assert his independence from the man who nominated him.
No one is above the law in our constitutional system.
And that, he tells Iowa's Chuck Grassley, includes the President of the United States.
Did anyone ask you to make any promises or assurances at all about the way that you would rule in certain cases?
No.
Were you asked about your views on Roe v. Wade?
No.
For the second day in a row, the hearing has been interrupted multiple times by protests from spectators.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. President Trump doubling down on his criticism of Nike for making Colin Kaepernick part of a new ad campaign.
The president tweets that Nike, just like the NFL, is getting absolutely killed with anger and boycotts. On Tuesday, he told the Daily Caller that the company is sending a terrible message by showcasing Kaepernick, who started protesting in 2016 by sitting during the national anthem. The president also blasts the NFL, calling it hard to watch, and says that will be the case until they stand for the flag. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The White House calling it a work of fiction. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders asked about Bob Woodward's new book.
I don't think you can have the type of success that we've had in this White House under this president if that book was an accurate reflection of what's taking place.
A plane has been quarantined at New York's Kennedy Airport amid reports of ill passengers aboard a flight from Dubai. The Emirates flight landed at mid-morning. The airline says about 10 passengers were ill, receiving medical attention as a precaution. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down about 3 points, the NASDAQ off 96, the S&P 12 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Secretary of State Pompeo has arrived in Pakistan at a time when relations between the U.S. and Pakistan have hit a new low.
The focus will be the conflict in Afghanistan. The U.S. says Pakistan needs to do more to end safe havens for the Afghan Taliban and bring the group to the negotiating table. The Trump administration suspended around $1 billion in security assistance to Pakistan earlier this year. Pakistani officials say much of that money was meant as a reimbursement for actions they've already taken in fighting militants and deny any safe havens exist. In the lead-up to today's talks, however, both sides have also made conciliatory remarks about wanting to work together.
The BBC's Sukunder Kermani. Thousands of farmers, workers and agricultural laborers have marched through New Delhi streets demanding better wages, more jobs, higher prices for their produce, and an end to privatization of state-run companies by the Indian government. News and analysis at townhall.com. One of Hollywood's best-known costume bits, missing for more than a decade, has been found.
The ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz.
They're gone! The
Ruby Sippers. What have you done with them?
They've been recovered 13 years after someone stole them from a museum in Garland's hometown of Grand Rapids, Minnesota. The shoes are one of four pairs the actress wore in the 1939 film classic. They were on loan from a Hollywood memorabilia collector when someone climbed into the museum through a window and broke the small display case. The other three pairs are owned by a private collector, the Smithsonian, and the Motion Picture Academy. I'm Warren Levinson.
About 3,000 passengers stranded by a typhoon overnight at an offshore Japanese airport have been returning by boat and by bus over a partially damaged bridge to the mainland. The Kansai International Airport remains closed, and there's no word from Japanese authorities on when it might be able to reopen. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Linda and Carl, the magnificent Ego Bot, here 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock on the 5th of September 2018. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. No ego there. Open 7 days a week. And yep. With an enhanced walk-in humidor, of course, and super customer service. Our friends there. If you weren't here for part of the last hour, you won't really understand that. But if you were, you're rolling on the floor like Bob is.
Laughing.
Good morning, everybody. Hey.
And here I thought digging a hole was an army thing.
No, not me. I'm ready. I said Carl the ego. I didn't say anybody else. I said the magnificent ego at that. So get it going.
68
here.
Degrees in the downtown studios. Good morning. How is everybody? And I hope you're doing well today on this Wednesday. Our highs today will be 96 with our lows of 63. And Thursday will be, our temperatures will be about 95 and our lows of 64. Friday calls for a high of 99. Friday night with a low of 66. Saturday calls for a high of 95. And Saturday, our lows will be 62. And we're just looking at widespread haze. This is about our fifth week of just that's what we've got. So we'll take whenever we can get the good index. It does fluctuate. And where are we now with our numbers?
You know what?
With our air quality. Where are we?
140. Air quality index went 140.
Okay. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. They give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
I forgot to ask Elizabeth Sosa Bailey from the Cascade when they're going to have one of those poster things where they auction off the posters.
Well, she says
Ashley
it's not
Boss,
scheduled.
I stepped in and did
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, thank yeah, you yeah, very much. You were... Okay, thank you. So it's not scheduled. They need to have another one of those. That was a huge success that night. Hey, I want to remind everybody the annual health fair from the over the Orchard Nutrition is going to be this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It gets bigger every year, over 40 vendors, and you go down and ask questions about your health. Ask about organics. We had a good show yesterday trying to, you know, just because something says organic does not mean it's true. Yeah, well, it could be in their mind it's organic, but it doesn't necessarily mean it is. Hey, we're here with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Before we get into, you know, statistics and stuff, we would just like to, as I'm sure almost all of Reading would like to say is, we're sorry for your loss of your home and of your dad and your stepmom's home
yeah.
at the same time.
Yeah, it was a pretty pretty significant evening. I mean, it was something that you just couldn't predict, and then you deal with the aftermath, you know, and it's moving along really well. Found a rental, furnished. And so I'm doing good. Family's doing good.
Well, you deserve a hero award in our opinion, because you're calling as the chief of police. It's a calling. You know, you've worked your whole life to, you know, to get to this position, and your father is also a retired, you know, police as well, and so you have the stamina, and there's something that happens. I think I'm not sure if it's the person you're born to be or something that you train for, but there you were every single day in being the face, talking, being just stoic there. What your personal life and the years of things that people don't understand of the trauma of what it is to lose a home. you just had to be there for the people. And so you deserve a hero award for that.
Well, I appreciate that, but I'm certainly no hero. And I know that there was firefighters out there too, and CHP and a lot of other folks, you know, lost their home as well. But it's at a time where I think public safety just, that's your job, right? And so you get on autopilot and you just go. You know what has to be done. Excuse me. I know my family was safe. And so it made it that much easier. And so once my house burned Thursday night, I wasn't fearful of my home burning, right? And so it kind of alleviated a little anxiety. Yes, it was sad.
Yep.
But it wasn't a constant worry because I knew that it was ground.
You would be in flux a little, you know, they're trying to think, okay, is it there, is it not?
Right.
But it just, now you could go back, okay, that's off the plate.
Correct. And actually,
as cold, I don't want that to sound cold, but it's off the plate
right
now.
Yep.
I can move on.
And for me, that was part of that healing process where once I saw it on the ground, I knew that it was time to rebuild, move on. And so that's where I was already engaging.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we go next?
Yeah. We talked about all the the law enforcement. I know there's a sheriff's deputy lost his house too.
Right. Yes.
And the fact is while they're out there making phone calls and beating on doors, I mean literally going into houses. So we have friends out at Lake Redding at the end of Harlan.
Yes.
Somebody knocked on their door, said, "You get out of here."
Right.
The father and son were there, like, "Okay, can we?" No, time to get out.
Right.
So they left, and the police and the sheriffs and the firemen and firewomen that were out there, the fire personnel out there trying to fight a fire that nobody's ever seen before.
That's correct.
A fire that nobody's ever seen before.
Yeah, it was unlike anything I've ever seen. It was scary to look at. I mean, it just did what it wanted to do, and there was nothing you can do about it. It was just to stay out of its way.
It was like coming at you here. It was coming at you from like different directions,
mm-hmm.
and it would stop, and it would leap over there. I mean, it's one thing for us, you know, non-firefighters to say, "Oh, that's going to like different," but it's when they say it, 30 years, I've never seen anything like this. Wow!
It was at one point I was in my neighborhood. I was trying to get the last few folks out, and you look up and you see this monster, and you're just in awe of it because it is so big and it's making this noise. Like a roaring sound.
Like a jet.
Yeah. And so you see things in the air spinning around, and it was just amazing.
But you were right there and almost in that vortex of the tornado coming through there.
Yeah, I was just on the east side of it,
yeah.
And it hit the west side of my subdivision. And so,
Wow. Fortunately
for all of us, that thing started to bend north instead of going south into town or taking out Quartz Hill because everybody was in gridlock.
Yeah. Well, that was the other thing, too, is that where people were leaving and they'd see the fire behind them. And because engines were coming in, it just blocked the roads and they just got out of their cars and ran.
Right.
There
was a little bit of that and a little bit of chaos for a while. But once we got those main arteries clear in town on Market Street,
mm-hmm.
we turned everybody northbound, even the southbound lanes. We turned them northbound with the help of Highway Patrol and everybody else. We just got them on that freeway and started unclogging Quartz Hill and Harlan and mm-hmm. Benton and Court. It was pretty bad for a while.
Yeah, Bob was trying to get out of off of Placer.
Right.
Yeah, we were coming in on Placer just as everybody was getting the heck out of Mary Lake.
Yeah.
It was bumper to bumper, and people were starting to freak out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there was some of that. I can remember at times I actually drove up on the sidewalk to get around people to get to an intersection to try to clear it. And that's what the law enforcement was doing, is trying to weave in and out and trying to stay ahead of the chaos.
And you had people panic that were running into emergency vehicles, trying to shove them out of the way, and all that.
We had people running into each other, and it was significant. Even doing traffic out there, I almost got hit several times, and so did my officers, you know, so we would kind of anticipate it and just move accordingly. But trying to get people moving, you can see that they were not paying attention. They were just scared, and rightfully so.
Tunnel vision. They were just,
they're
just trying to get out of there.
They are. Yeah. But fortunately for us, we got that unclogged, and traffic started moving, and then we can just start trying to control our city.
Well, good, because we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want to talk about, you know, lessons learned on something. As we used to say, the hot wash up. It's just something's grabbed right away from your, you know, to come in and say, wow, you know,
Right.
This is something we need to fix next time. I mean, just, it was, I mean, everybody saw it. We're here with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. And they are my firearms dealer of choice because they have all the firearms choices that I would like, all the accessories. They have classes in there. Their customer service is great. Their gunsmithing is great. And they give veterans a discount.
Yeah.
So, can't beat that. Bastiani Arms, John and Sarah Bastiani. By the way, yesterday was John's birthday, John Bastiani's birthday. So, Bastiani Arms open Tuesday through Saturday, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. We'll be right back with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Codwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details on all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information, go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Codwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
I'm yelling timber, you better move, you better dance, let's make a night, you won't remember.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carla Lindabot here on Free Fire Radio, 8:18 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. Give them a call for all your needs or questions or anything. They are a great team. 221-0441.
We're here with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore, and we were just talking about the at the crescendo of the fire and people trying to get out of areas, you know, some of them abandoned vehicles, some of them in the panic.
Ran for their lives.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, ran for their lives, and the pushing through emergency vehicles and the police trying to get their arms around the intersections and get people moving in one direction. But what would you say, you know, what have we learned, you know, just right off the top of your head, Chief, on something like that? I mean, how do you plan for something like this? First of all, you can't, but did we learn any way to maybe, or thinking of ways to do it better?
Well, I know that with this fire specifically, it was very unpredictable. And mm-hmm. the things we thought that it wouldn't jump, for instance, the river, it jumped without any hesitation. And so to maybe push out resources a little bit further if we have them here.
Mm-hmm.
But because it was going in all different directions, it really sucked up our resources very quickly with evacuations. As you know, we're pretty lean on resources, but we had other agencies here helping us out. And for the resources we had, I think we did a phenomenal job.
Well, I can tell you people are going to be questioning the how we're supposed to get the word out to everybody. But mm-hmm. I do know is that people were saying they were getting the word because policemen were driving down the street with loudspeakers,
right.
knocking on their doors,
correct.
Telling people, hey, you know, you need to get out of here. So,
and
as far as the way of being able to pass the word, that's something we're going to have to really look at. But that's not it's not a law enforcement thing per se.
You
know, you all get the brunt of it at the end.
And I think people didn't take maybe the first evacuation order seriously, or they said, you know, let me just wait here a minute. Fires usually don't go that fast, you know, and got kind of complacent.
I live downtown.
Well, even my roof, I had a tile roof and a stucco home, and it thought nothing of going right through that thing. And so this was just it's not a normal fire. It wasn't a normal incident, and it was just so fast and violent that it was really hard to stay ahead of because it was moving so fast. I heard it was throwing embers out a mile ahead. And how do you plan for that? How do you prepare for that? Now you have multiple fires everywhere.
And it was sticky. The things that it was kicking out was sticky.
Yeah.
So it would hit the side of something and stay there and burn.
And
we were looking on our street because we saw stuff coming down all around us. Leaves.
Yeah.
Big leaves that had been charred. They weren't on fire at that point. But they were still intact.
Yep.
And it was like, if you're thinking you're seeing this, what else is in there?
Right. I mean, it turned over everything, including cars and homes off their foundations, and street signs were flung. I mean, it was just, I had stuff in my lot that just wasn't even mine.
You told me you had a big decorator boulder in your yard.
Right.
And it cracked it.
It was so hot that it cracked it. Everything around, it took my concrete. I had a little small pool that took all that concrete and cracked it. And made it just popped it like popcorn all over it. I guess that was because the air pockets or the moisture within the concrete. But I've never seen anything like it. It just melted some things down into the concrete. It took my fire safe and made it a barbecue basically, and it melted it and everything
else.
It made
it a broiler.
Yeah, it was crazy, and so I was able to get some of my valuables out. Certainly not everything, but. Yeah, it was a significant event. I mean, it was not like a normal fire, and it burned so hot.
So your police are out there, and like, if I can just echo what Linda said, there was no indication that you even lived. I shouldn't say it. I lived in town, but that anything had touched you here. When I saw you on TV, I heard you when you were talking, when you spoke. I mean, it was just like, hey, what can we do? I'm trying to keep our community safe. Mm-hmm. And again, accolades go out to you and all your people
there. I'm proud.
Going forward after this, what would you say that you, as the chief of police here, are going to be looking at and going, you know what? We need to do this.
You know,
or is it too soon for that?
You know, I thought about that, and you can only do what you're limited by your resources that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think possibly some joint trainings with the fire department would be good. I think that that we can certainly all use that and communicate. But in these rapid situations, it's so interesting that everybody knows their job. They go right to it, and they jump into it. They're running toward the flames, you know, and other people are trying to get out.
Absolutely.
And so for that, I'm not sure what we could have done differently. I know that we could improve probably on our system to get the word out, our evacuation system, and I know that we're working on that. That would be probably the best thing, and to get ahead of it quicker, right? And though we tried to do that, we had systems fail, and so we took it upon ourselves to go into these neighborhoods and, you know, evacuate.
When you say a fail, what did you mean by that, a system that failed?
Well, we had certainly our systems were overloaded, and when you send out messages, they don't get to the right places, not in a timely manner. And so we really need to fix that.
How was the communication between you and your other first responders out there? Were you all on telephones, or did you have a radio system that was working?
Yeah, so both. So our radio system worked. So it actually worked good, our radio system. I know there were some radio systems that went down, but we can talk to our other police officers. We have our new radios now where we can switch over to the Sheriff's Department radio as well, which is very nice.
Uh-huh.
And so we had good communications, though. South Fork, one of the satellites or communication devices up there, went down. They fixed it.
Picture of the fire burning.
You saw that? I mean, that was amazing.
I'll tell you why. It's because Eric sent it to me, because that's where we're putting our antenna.
Yeah.
Our FM antenna is going right there. But the fire was coming through it like 60, 70 feet in the air.
Right.
And that impacted on – and he told people – you better get something up there, because this is where all your emergency communication stuff is.
Right. And so we are thankful that people just dispatched up there to start working on the radios. Our IT crew did wonderful. Our city of Reading, our REU did wonderful. We brought in SMUD. We brought in everybody instantly to start repairing and fixing this REU, disaster.
REU did yeoman's work.
Oh, my gosh.
Just did yeoman's work
incredible.
Out there. And after this $20 million loss of infrastructure that we had, if you can believe that, $20 million because of this fire, they're not raising the rates one penny.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of cool. We're here with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore. Chief, has there been an after-action report? Have people been putting in their comments about things they've seen and things they think could be done better? Has there been a meeting in the city for something like that?
You know, not that I know of, though. We've been having meetings every week down at City Hall to cover the opt-in, the opt-out, the DROCs there, our resources center there. And so all along the way, we're gathering input from people. And I know our city manager has been very out there soliciting information and putting stuff on Facebook, our city website, trying to communicate that. And he's bringing that back, and we are talking about it, and we're sharing that in other resource informational meetings.
Good. I'd just like to be able to – I would just like – maybe it's the military guy in me. After we do something, and even if we – well, when we win, because we always win, there's a lot of things we need to talk about. And then we have our – I know that's when I talked about the hot wash up. I think Barry was sitting here and he wrote it down.
Yeah. It's a good debrief.
Well, it is. It's something that we captured right there. And then you can get – from there, you can go back into more of the minutia, and then you come out with a report later on, not too long afterwards, to say, you know, everything is still fresh in everybody's mind. And I think that would be really beneficial, very transparent to the people here in the area, if we could, you know that this is what we captured, and these are lessons learned, and this is what we're going to do to fix them.
No, I think that's a great idea, and I just our city manager was great in getting out in front of this.
I'm sure Barry's going to be all over that.
And grabbed our resources from Santa Rosa and really kind of picked their brain to say, what are the do's and don'ts? How can we cut out the red tape? We want to get moving. And so I think we're ahead of where some cities may have been in a disaster.
Well, you know, I would like to think that, you know, that Santa Rosa has only 2,000 in their city homes burnt, 292 in our city. But I would hope is that learning from those lessons.
Absolutely.
I mean, because FEMA had to learn.
Yeah.
The insurance companies, believe it or not, have to learn. I mean, they're bringing in people from New York, Oklahoma, Texas.
Yep.
Their adjusters just trying to cover things like this.
One of my adjusters is from Texas, and the other one is from Tennessee.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Are they out here personally?
Mm-hmm. They're out here.
Yeah.
They relocate here until it's finished.
Until it's finished.
Yeah.
Well, interesting for them to get to know, you know, a community as well.
Yep.
Well, you know, and that is a total other show on insurance and adjusters. Right. I'm thinking about we're going to try and get an independent adjuster in here to talk about things that you should, you know, that, you know, you should be looking for when the adjusters come through.
We're going to have to take a break when we come back. Again, we're with our police chief, Roger Moore. And I'm going through some of, because we get press releases. Let's talk a little bit when we come back about theft and some police work outside the fires
or the looting.
But this is also about that. Well, this one was about the Wells Fargo. You know, there's a bunch of, you know, there's just little petty things that are going around. But I wanted to ask you about the rise or what's happening and that kind of thing.
Sure.
When we come back from these messages on KCNR 1460.
As summer ends and fall is in the air, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Fall of Surprises. Sweat to win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Win free slot play, prizes, or a 2019 Can-Am Outlander Quad. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings to play the Plinko board for free slot play Sundays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Can-Am Outlander Quad. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Whether you're into hunting, mudding, or adventure, maximize everyday adventure with the most accessible ATV out there. Head down to Wind River and play our Fall of Surprises promotion, where you could win a Can-Am Outlander Quad from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Two winners. Final drawing Sunday, September 30th. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Fresh air and new lasting friendships are hard to come by these days. Bikers Against Child Abuse will be escaping the valley for a weekend to ride through the forests near Shasta Lake, and you're invited. Every child deserves a great childhood, and by coming together, we can help prevent and end child abuse. Enjoy a weekend of fun by joining Bikers Against Child Abuse September 7th through the 9th at Lakeshore Inn and RV. The Shasta County Summer Campout will include overnight camping with cabins, a live band, and the scenic Shasta County ride, complete with a barbecue dinner. Festivities begin Friday with a meet and greet. Then, on Saturday, enjoy a ride. Meet up at 9:30, kickstands up at 10, arrive back around 2, and then the party begins. You won't want to miss the Bikers Against Child Abuse 3-day campout the weekend of September 8th. For more information, contact Bikers Against Child Abuse or call Terminator at 209-9473.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
To Free Fire Radio, your studios at KCNR1460 with Carl Lindabod here. It is 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 5th of September 2018, 68 degrees, going up to 96 today. Air quality index 140, which isn't 400, but it's still not as good as it could be. We're hoping for the wind to shift it out. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Stop in, get your hair cut. Man's Last Stronghold. They are still going strong. They're going to be starting appointments only on January 1st. And if you've been in there before, they're quite busy, and it makes sense. We're here with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore, and we're looking at, you know, of course, right after you have a disaster like this, you have the looters that come out, and you all were all over that one.
Yes. It was significant, and I was surprised at how many people, criminals, came out of the woodwork to victimize people again. And so law enforement got together and said, "This
you,
is."
You were actually surprised. I mean, you've been
was
living
surprised.
This for 30 years.
I was even more surprised
even
than
more
I
surprised.
Should have been.
Oh my gosh!
What a catastrophe that could be this cruel.
Just the predators out there that are doing this, and it's just unacceptable on every level. So we beefed up our security patrols, and there was a no tolerance stance, mm-hmm. and we tried to get to people before they actually looted.
Mm-hmm.
That was my goal. And it was illegal to be in one of those evacuated areas in a federal disaster, and that's what we would arrest them on. And we had the buy-in from the DA and the sheriff and everybody that it was just going to be no tolerance. And CHP arrested a lot of folks, and we really did the best we could as far as arresting people.
I saw a new record. I saw a record of where you arrested a guy, and he pled guilty, and he was on his way to jail. And it was only like 7 days or less, 3 days, because he had stuff. And he just pled guilty. You're off to jail.
Yeah.
I thought that was great. I wish we could do that for all of them.
We need more of that.
Yeah. Linda also pointed out the fact that the amount of fraud that's going on, friends of ours, they went down to give their names. Somebody has already been in the system with a lot of their information and has put a claim in. So they can't. It's got to be adjudicated through the bureaucracy.
And that's so sad because it victimizes them again.
So it's not just your looters on the street with the thugs with the backpacks.
Right.
You've got the guys with the computers.
The guys with the computers, the guys that have all day to think about how they can victimize people. And it's unfortunate. But there are resources out there to help. And, you know, if you are a victim of something like that, one, you have to report it, but you have to be an active participant in fixing it, right? If you're not happy with an answer you get from a law enforcement officer, talk to someone else. You know, go down to the DROC or go down to the resource center. And be that guy that's going, look, I need help. We need to fix this now, and we'll get resources to you.
And I tell you what, FEMA was here the other day, and they said, do not accept an answer you don't like. And
exactly.
Just think, oh, that's the bureaucracy. Do not do that.
Right.
Go to somebody else. Go to ask for a supervisor. And this is what they're saying.
Yeah.
He says, sometimes, you know, you may not get the right information. If it's not what you want to hear, you have a right to ask.
Right. And if something's not clear, you certainly have the right to go, let's sit down. Slow it down, you know, walk me through this.
Well, is it, we're all talking about the fire, of course, now that hit our city and how so many people are being arrested mm-hmm. because they were just found in it. We're talking about the ones online that are also trying to steal money by using people's names and their addresses. And it's,
right.
I mean, they got it immediately. So it's, you know, so they have access to all of this. Has that started clearing up a little bit now? I mean, now everybody's kind of getting back toward normal. Are you still seeing the aftermath of more crooks still out there?
Well, what I can say is now that we have repopulated our neighbors are looking out for neighbors. And so that's a good thing. If there's someone suspicious in their neighborhood, they call and we come out. So I think that's subsiding a bit, which is good. I think there are a lot of criminals out there right now that should be in prison and they're not. And so those folks will continue to victimize people, and we just need to stay on top of it.
Well, I have to ask this question because I know how you feel about 109, 47, and 57. What about this no bail law?
That's significant.
Is that the final nail, or is there something else they can do to us?
I'm just kind of at a loss for words, right? It's like, what next? You know, first they allowed felons to vote in county jail. Now things like this, you're going, what is the end goal here? What is happening? We're moving away from accountability. And that's, to me, we'll see how it unfolds. But we need to stay on top of it.
Well, the no bail, this new no bail law, people, if you, because so many other things are going on, no bail law just says is that now you can't put bail on people. That you've got to have a judge say, a judge says something, and they go to another bureaucracy to right. see if they should be released because of are they a danger and can they even can they pay?
And then there's maximum limits on how long you can hold people for certain crimes. It's like that you have to let them out. It's just we're like, what's happening here?
What's happening to our state?
I'm not sure, but this is. We have to keep a good eye on this because this could be significant.
And, that's going to take place in October of 2019, a year from now.
That's correct.
See, it's funny how they do it a year out so that people can kind of go, ugh. And then now this bureaucracy is supposed to be like $200 million for the whole state to pay for these boards of people, you know, so they go in front of this board to see if they should be released or whatever. I'm still not even sure. But I don't even think they know. I don't even think they know what they're doing. what impact has the fire had on the transients and the you know the ones that we see all the time? It seems like it's kind of like pushed a lot of them down into South City Park and around the post office and other places. Or is that my imagination?
I just think it's just kind of moved them around. I know that a lot of the transients may have gone out to Shasta College and some of the other areas to get resources for displaced people.
Right.
And so now they are back, now that they've kind of shut down all those resource centers out there. They're back into the parks. They're back into the areas, just with a lot more stuff now, right? And so we have to stay on top of that. And
y'all made a raid on South City Park.
Now, when was that?
Now, I don't want to put words into your mouth. Well, we're going to talk about it. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but when we're talking about taking that park and taking it back and just before the fire started, you used the term prison yard.
Yeah. Yeah. So what we'll do with South City Park specifically is we'll go around and say, you know, what you're doing, you're violating this law, this law, this law, this law. We're going to come back around in a few hours. You know, don't be here or fix this or that. We come back around. If they're still there, then we have to enforce the laws. But if we're not constantly down there, there will be groups that would gather up. There would be kind of like a boss, if you will, kind of calling the shots and victimizing others down there in their own group. And, you know, extorting people. There's prostitution. There's drugs. And it's just all bad for a city. That's the stuff I wish I had more policemen to combat. We do need to take back these parks. Our answer right now for the time being is to fence it all off. Those folks will go somewhere else, and we'll have those problems elsewhere. So I'm waiting to see the fallout on that. I don't know when the gates are going to be put up.
But I think there's going to be some meetings on that one. I know Back to Blue's in it. We're back in it. You know, of course, Rick Bassetti is taking the lead on this thing. And unfortunately, again, it fell in right when the fire hit. So,
exactly.
Now it's got to be priorities in this. But you all made a raid. I shouldn't say a raid. Is raid the right word? But you all went in there to enforce
the law. Laws.
You went in there to enforce the law twice in one day.
Right. And that is that's what we're dealing with, is just groups of people bringing trash, needles,
tons.
Stuff in, and we have to stay on top of that. Otherwise, they will actually build structures. You know, a lot of stuff is being destroyed down there. And so we have to stay on it. And it's a constant fight with us. And then, you know, we work with our parks crew, who is quite understaffed, but they're out there trying to maintain the parks. These people won't move. You know, they get into a yelling match. Some of these folks are have mental illness. Some of them are on drugs. Some of them are on a host of drugs, then add alcohol and everything else. So you don't know what you're getting down there. A lot of times it's very unpredictable, and it can be violent. Some will cooperate. And so not all transients are criminals, right?
Right.
Not
no,
all
I friends, understand
and,
that.
And
yeah,
so, but
everybody understands
there
that.
Are some that are pretty scary. And those are the folks that we want to pay attention to and either get them help or hold them accountable.
And it's very difficult to hold them accountable. Now,
it is. It absolutely is.
You know, when you look at our jail population, you know, look at like 38 of the seats are for homicides. And that was last month. And I think they've added at least four more onto that.
Right.
And then you get into you get into serious crimes like rape and others, you know, domestic violence where somebody's been beat up really bad. And you start adding all these up and people just, as you said, a pocket full of heroin.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just walk.
Well, I can tell you that I did some numbers, and in 6 months last year, so the latter part of 6 months, I wanted to know our top 30 people and how many times they've been arrested. So I took the top 30. And that top 30 equated to 422 arrests. Just 30 people.
Repeat.
For 6 months.
Mm.
Can't we do...
So, what I can tell you
can't
is...
Can't there be like a priority to say, okay, you're the number one guy, we're going to hold you in jail for 6 months.
That's my idea. And that's what our DA Bridget and yep. the sheriff and Mike Johnson were all on board with, getting a list of folks that have victimized others and haven't been held accountable. And some of these people have been... This one of these guys was arrested 26 times in 6 months. Unacceptable.
He should be in jail.
Right.
And there's got to be a priority. Okay, I'm sorry, we're going to have to turn this guy loose, but you are staying right. in jail for 6 months. Because right then, you have saved so much money for just having to arrest
but
you.
They're talking about jail
also,
space.
Well,
right.
I know.
So, we need the jail space. That's what we're waiting for right there. That's the yeah. key in this. And to get that, it will be beneficial to everyone. And
Stillwater.
Our officers will be happy.
Stillwater, that just was put on hold.
Why can't we make that a holding facility?
We need to take a quick break here. I want to come back. I want to talk two things. I want to talk about more perceived violence that I'm seeing in our area here, including the fact where civilians are shooting people and for cause,
sure.
protect themselves. And then there's something coming up here on the 11th I want to spend some time on, too.
Okay.
We're here with Chief Roger Moore of the Reading Police Department. We've been talking about, first of all, we talked about this fire. The dragon kissed him and his family and his father and took all their home, and all their possessions. And you would have never known that by the way you marined on, soldiered on, you could say that, you know, that you were there for everybody. You were there at all the press conferences. You were talking about it. We've talked about the looters and the people that will take advantage. Mm-hmm. And after 30 years, you're still surprised about how bad some people could be.
Yeah.
And talking about how taking back our parks and the problems we're having with that. And again, it's you're trying to enforce the law, but what do when you don't have spots and six people? Have been or 10 people been arrested? Is it 10 people been arrested 400 times? Is that what it was?
Yeah, 30 people. 30 in people. 6 months were
in
arrested
six months.
422 times.
422
combined.
Times. But the leader was.
He was arrested 26 times.
26 times, and he's still walking around out there. Yeah. Getting arrested. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. After all that, North State Security has been an ounce of prevention since 1968. Lance Beck's dad started this company, and Lance and his people, over 100 officers, trained officers, are out there on the River Trail, what's left of the River Trail, the utilities. They are guarding businesses and homes. They have a program where they can have somebody at your home in under 10 minutes or your business. Give them a call, 243-0295. That's North State Security, celebrating their 50th year in the business. We'll be right back with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. If all you need is an in-cabin air filter change, come on in. No appointment necessary. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
This is Andy Main bringing you a news update from high-speed internet provider ShastaBeam.com. We've had a great response from the community regarding the recent car fire from residents who were evacuated or had their homes burned. We're happy to report that all of our towers providing high-speed internet services are in operation, and we're installing new equipment on those towers that suffered fire damage. We continue to send our condolences to those who suffered losses, and we are still offering expedited installation services to those who need high-speed internet and phone services installed at their addresses. Call us today at 605-2203 or Google ShastaBeam.com on your smartphone to pre-qualify your address or to inquire about our services. ShastaBeam has been providing high-speed wireless services to the North State since 2004. We provide services to all areas that have slow internet. Call ShastaBeam today at 605-2203 or visit ShastaBeam.com to pre-qualify your address and order online today. This is Andy Main wishing you fast, reliable internet from ShastaBeam.com.
Magician Matt Franco brings illusion and humor to Reading's historic Cascade Theater September 9th. As the only magician ever to win America's Got Talent, Matt Franco's innovative approach to magic is fueled with improv and driven by pure joy. Experience the boundless fun and stunning sense of wonder with Magician Matt Franco at the Cascade Theater September 9th. Get tickets today at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this Wednesday. It's September 5th. Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice.
8:51 in the morning. Good morning. Our guest this morning is Roger Moore, our chief of police. And a quick update on our weather. It's currently 69 degrees. Our temperatures today will reach a high of 96 with our lows of 63. We do have widespread haze again throughout the week as we look to Thursday 95, Friday 99, Saturday 95, and Sunday 95. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And we continue with our program.
Okay, Chief Moore, before I want to, next two topics. One, it seems like there's been more violence. I don't know why, you know, and I it's just anecdotal on my side. And maybe it's because I look at a lot of the news sources and everything around here, but it just seems like things are getting a little more violent out there.
It seems that way to me, too. And we know that things like this go in spurts. Sometimes there's some bad dope out there, some bad methamphetamine. Sometimes we know that people aren't getting their medication, then it'll cause them to act up. We know that summertime. No, people. The heat is a factor. I think the fire has been a factor. And there's a lot of people, you know, on the edge. And then they just lose it. And unfortunately, that sends some people get hurt.
That edge, I mean, they're teetering along that edge anyway.
Right.
So just maybe something like the fire and other things that slowed things down.
Yes.
Changed their lives.
Yep. And, you know, our officers are experiencing, just unpredictable violence every day. There's something going on every day that's significant. And
it doesn't even make the papers.
Nope.
Never makes the papers.
Nope.
We had a class on heroin and fentanyl Saturday at a birthday party from a somebody that's an expert in it, and talking about how fentanyl has how bad this is and how people are with heroin and cocaine.
Right.
And they're cutting it with fentanyl.
Right.
Which makes it supposedly, quote, last longer, but it is deadly.
It's highly potent synthetic drug. That's why we got naloxone or Narcan, thanks to one of my sergeants, Eric Forsberg, being involved in that and trained us. We have that accessible to us now in our vehicles. Because if an officer is searching somebody's pocket and just brushes up against fentanyl, they're going down. Same with our canines, same with citizens, same with kids. And well, so that's what we want to...
He said there's a form of fentanyl, it's got a name, Cannanol or something like that, that if the scientist is working with it, there's another person in full gear in case it touches them.
Yeah.
Or they, you know, it touches their skin, because just like you said, now that's like 10,000 times stronger, but people have no idea the strength of fentanyl.
Oh, yeah.
And when they're cutting it with heroin, this is just, you're talking about when they find like 8 people dead in a room.
Yep.
And they, well, what's this? Well, it's an opiate overdose. No, it's a fentanyl overdose. So you carry the syringe so that some...
It's a nasal mist.
Oh, nasal mist.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a nasal mist. Okay. And even if you guess wrong, it's like putting a vitamin up your nose, basically.
Okay.
It won't hurt you if you guess wrong. But it's good to have out there, and it's saved some lives so far.
Does it work on animals?
Yes. Who? It works on our canines, you know, and they've got their nose down to the ground.
Yeah.
And biting people, and, you know, it's just, it will save them.
Could last question before you get into about the event that's coming up, but more dogs, better?
We have 6. I love our canines.
It seems like they solve the battle right then.
They do. They're, you know, what we call a force multiplier, right?
Oh, yeah.
They are wonderful. And people will stop when they hear a dog barking. They know we're going to release it. You know, just an officer yelling, stop. And so they're effective. We can put canines in areas that save our officers, like a building search.
Sure.
You know, somebody that's going to do something very bad, we can send a dog instead of getting the officer up close. They're a great tool. They're also a good public relations tool, going into the schools and doing different things like that and some demonstrations. And so I love canines.
So do you have one on every shift or two on every shift?
Yeah, one on every shift right now.
Okay. So could you use more?
Oh, we could always use more. And what we're doing right now is we may be retiring a dog out soon, mm-hmm. and then replacing it with another. And so there's that constant evolution of some dogs get run 3 years, some dogs up to 7. So we're always anticipating replacing that dog.
And that depends on the kind of work they do or just...
It depends on that. It depends on their hips. It depends on how that dog's functioning. But we are very, very selective with the canines that we do purchase. And so they come from a good stock, and I've been very proud of them. They're just, they're amazing.
I tell you, I watched Don Armstrong and the work he's done with dogs. And they had this one jump out of the car, and it was a privately owned dog. And the dog was kind of crouched and looking at the person. Mm-hmm. I mean, when that dog, and it's one of the, I don't know, these big dogs, that looks like he's going to hurt you. You know, and you wouldn't do anything except back away from it. And then dog hops right back in the car. Okay.
That's perfect.
Now, and that's the way it should be.
Perfect.
Okay. Now, you've got an event coming up.
Yes, September 11th at 5:30 at City Hall. We're going to have the safety fair, and we're going to have food down there.
Next Tuesday.
It's at City Hall, and this community has been so generous with all of our sponsors to get food, to get things for the kids. Our dignitaries are going to be there. Our city officials, some of our county officials will be there. We're going to have canine demonstration, unmanned aerial vehicle demonstration. We're going to have SWAT demonstration. We're going to have a lot of stuff for kids to do. But more importantly, it's a time for the community to come down and talk about the car fire with our elected officials. Because some people, I'm finding, just want to talk about it. You know, mm-hmm. that's part of that healing process.
It is.
That's what we're finding.
And just saying, you know, what is my direction? What is my next step? And just those are the kinds of things that I think it's going to bring this community together. And I'm looking forward to it. And it's going to be exciting. And come on down, 5:30 next Tuesday at City Hall.
5:30 in the evening.
Yes.
And hopefully the wind will be blowing.
Yes.
Favorably. That'll blow all the smoke out of here.
Yep. And we're going to have a memorial for Chief Jerry Gray, our fire chief, as well as Jeremy Stoke, who's the duty on this car fire.
You know, Jerry was such a great guy. And you know what? He was such a person. He was talking about not having enough fire crews.
Mm.
That if he went to a 3-alarm, that he said it could be a dumpster fire. I couldn't do anything to it. And it was visibly affecting him to us while we're sitting here watching this. And then for him to pass away like that right before this fire, you know, I just, you know, it was
significant. And I'm thankful that Colin Kreider was here step up and take the lead.
Yes. Absolutely.
But I miss them both. And so,
both both, you know, and I did not know, of course, I did not know the fire inspector Stokes, but I do know people that knew him very, very right. well. And for a present for me, for a birthday, I was given the same bottle of libation that Jeremy would drink.
Yeah, and, from a former fire captain.
From a fire captain. I knew him and said, good. And I said, well, I'll keep this. He said, no, you drink it.
Let's celebrate his life. Amen.
A hero. Roger, thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for what you do for our community.
Thank you. And just a shout out to the community. Thank you so much for coming together, both community members, business owners, and citizens. Thank you so much.
Hasn't that been great to see?
It's been wonderful.
I mean, it has. I mean, there's, you know what? It kind of reminds us how petty some of the little things that we get excited about when you get hit by this, and then watching everybody come together.
Amen.
All right. Thanks a lot. Be safe out there.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, tomorrow, Trish Clark and I'll be in here. We're going to have like an open mic on from 8 to 9, I think. It could be not. We'll find out. Then we can talk about the fire and so many things, plus Joe Rodola with the Small Business Administration and how they can help you with your recovering from this fire. Everybody, have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?